Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Communication.
I like to communicate.
I do too. I think it's important. So this is actually part three in a three-part series of communication discussions, if you will, that we've started. We started talking a little bit about kind of an overview of communication with regards to crisis and things like that. And then we went into some of the challenges, holding statements and things like that. And now we want to talk about the launch. So at some point in time, you're going to want to launch some kind of new product or a new team.
A new application.
A new application or something along those lines. And you're going to need to know how to kind of launch that. Mm-hmm. How to get that out there to people.
You know, we talked in part one about the fact that we've heard from many leaders in security, crisis management, business continuity, that they think their team are doing all of these really cool things, but nobody knows about them.
Right.
The launch is really an opportunity to make sure that whatever the big splash is that you're going to make, that people are going to see it. And you're going to get this, you're going to get this one chance to kind of message this thing the way that you really want it to be. This is your opportunity to do that.
Right.
And to really think about in advance of that launch, what are the different ways that you can get that message out?
Well, much like anything else, how do you want that to be perceived? How mm-hmm. do you want to get it out? How do you want people to know about it? That type of thing. So mm-hmm. without, in the absence of doing that, like you said, people don't know that you have these great things going on unless you're properly communicating them. So in this podcast episode, I guess we want to talk a little bit about kind of planning that launch and then socializing it and then the launch itself.
So I think first you have to start with realizing that you have a launch.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that often leaders look at all the different things their team is doing and you see this new initiative coming and you're like, it's not going to really be that big of a deal. So why build up a big campaign about it? But then you also have things that are so huge that it becomes obvious that you want to communicate that. I think realizing that really any change that you're driving can be a launch to a certain extent, and how do you really take advantage of that? But I think it really starts with understanding you've got something new that you're bringing into the environment, the new strategy, the new team, the new command center or whatever, or something boring, new access control software. Yeah.
Yeah, and no matter what, in all of those cases, it's going to affect people, right?
So that's right.
Whether it's affecting your internal team or your external teams, it's going to have an effect somehow on people. And usually, we're creatures of habit and we don't like change. So this can soften that messaging a little bit.
So once you've decided that you understand that you're going to have the launch, I think what we really want you to do before you do anything else
right.
is sit down.
Like we're doing now.
Like we're doing right now. And plan. Before you send a single message, plan. Blank piece of paper. Think like we talked about in the first episode of this series. It's an editorial calendar. Mm-hmm. But you're outlining what it is that you want to message. And what are the different vehicles available to you in order to drive that message? And you know, I think we've talked before that there are, you know, some commonly used things are digital content. You might have display screens or corporate intranet where you can post things. There's posters, there's articles, newsletters, maybe you have internal blogs, maybe there's email newsletters and announcements that you can take advantage of. I think I mentioned posters. Mm-hmm. You can also think about posters in a different way. You can do stickers on columns, you can do badge buddies that go on an access control badge, and then you can start thinking about swag.
Yep.
Swag, if it's a big campaign.
Yeah.
Well, swag can just be, you know, pretty awesome sauce.
Yeah, people love that. I think also bringing in speakers
mm-hmm.
that are experts in certain areas can definitely help with a launch or get that communication across. It gets people excited, kind of like the swag.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen everything from very minor things to a full-blown concert to launch or announce something.
That's happen, right.
Which can be kind of neat too, but it doesn't always have to be that extensive.
Mm-hmm. I think an important part of just thinking about this in the planning phase is you want to start this far enough out where you've got some time to kind of build, you want to build some buzz mm-hmm. about what's going on. And really thinking about, you know, I think swag is a good way to do that, but, you know, thinking about what's the right tagline or logo or kind of creative element that helps you push this forward can become an important part of kind of building up that, building up to that big moment if it's the kind of campaign that really needs that kind of a build.
I like the idea of going through and kind of thinking through all of the absolute possible things you can do, whether they're realistic or not. And then once you have a budget or some kind of other restrictions, time restrictions and things like that, then you can pick through that list of things that you think would be great and fit it into those other restrictions. So first I usually make the massive, here's all of the possibilities, and then I fit it into whatever that restraint may be.
Right. You know, I think another avenue to consider, I think we talked about this in episode one, but you might have an internal Twitter or Slack or, you know, some variation of that. Yammer is a commonly used internal chat capability, but there might be something out there that should also be a part of your campaign. And that's actually a good way, that kind of internal social media is a good way to build buzz, because you can use some of the more guerrilla marketing tactics that you see happen in real life, where you can have different people, you know, that are advocates for your project throughout the organization, or your advocates for your launch that's coming, mm-hmm. that can use hashtags and, you know, kind of build, drop some messaging, and you know, it all looks kind of organic, but in reality, you've planned elements of this out.
And it can be very effective too. Mm-hmm. Gets a lot of people involved.
So leading up to your launch, you start to build that buzz and you start to have some of these kind of initial communication elements that are going out. You brought up some events, concerts. Now that's kind of a big splash.
It is. I mean, that's obviously extreme.
But you can do things. You can come up with some events. You know, maybe you do an open house around the project, or you do a Q&A, or, I mean, some of this comes down to what is the project that you're really launching. But it would be, it's interesting sometimes to have, hey, you're launching this new application, this new product within your company, then gosh, everybody else wants to know how this thing got built and what were the elements of it and what did you learn. So have that lunch and learn, do the brown bag lunch, whatever the right term is at your company.
Teach out.
Your teach out. Teach outs were a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also it's a good time to take partnerships. We've talked about that a mm-hmm. lot, is to partner with other areas of the company. So that may be everything from, you may need communications folks to take a look at your content to approve mm-hmm. your content, depending on your organization, what that looks like. Mm-hmm. But also you may want counsel to look at it. There may be some other partnerships you might want to take into consideration as you're putting together your content.
If what you're launching is some type of center or facility, there's really obvious things you can do around, you know, having a grand opening event, doing an open house, inviting people in for tours. You can do a cookout.
Love food.
I was involved in opening an operations center in India. That was one of the projects in my responsibility when I was working for a company. And the grand opening was a big deal, not just because culturally it was very important to the team in India that this be perceived as a big deal, because, you know, we were entrusting them with this capability that they hadn't had. But the project was championed by the president for that entity. So this was personally important to him. And this whole idea of dedication and a ceremony and a ribbon cutting is just very important. And so playing that event up, that grand opening event and ribbon cutting in the hallway and the unveiling of a plaque that was on the wall about the dedication. Culturally, those were huge deals in India that were very important to the team and to the leaders there, and were a really important part of our planning.
And I think that's actually an important part of the discussion too, is understanding what the culture is mm-hmm. at not just the organization, but maybe it's the internal culture for different organizations. So you might have a big company, but within that company, this team over here works a certain way and this mm-hmm. team over here works a certain way. So just kind of understanding that may play a role in how this is launched as well. An InfoSec team is going to definitely work differently than a marketing design team.
Totally. I mean, culturally, it's going to be very different, right. I think. I would also say that, you know, when you're thinking about these events, these launches, and your organization is based in more than one country, don't forget to think about the different methods in which you need to communicate. If you're doing launch events, you know, how do you schedule them so that your teams can participate, or at a minimum, they're recorded so that they're able to watch them? it's really easy to have your global teams feel left out of an important moment in your organization's history because they're not there.
Right.
And the same applies for other teams in the same country too, but I think it's particularly difficult for folks that are based elsewhere.
I agree. Or even, hourly employees that may not be able to step away to go to some of the events. You might want to think about how you can bring them in to the excitement as well. So that's sort of the content and the vehicles, socializing the event. So I think that it's a good idea to have some sort of ahead of time as you're planning through this as to, things like teasers of something coming, something big is coming. Can really help to drive that participation when the event is actually launched. So that socializing it, not just with other employees and people in your organization and leadership, but kind of getting that out there with emails or calendar invites, even the teaser posters can be helpful.
We talked a little bit about the need to socialize some aspects of this, and I think socializing the communications plan is pretty difficult because there's a lot of, depending on how your company works, there's probably a lot of folks that have to be involved in that conversation. If you have a communications team, then certainly they should be a part of this and might even are likely to have some great ideas that you didn't think about in terms of the communications plan overall. But certainly you also want to involve leaders who are going to want to be involved in some aspects of this, and how can you best leverage them? Whether that's a pull quote that goes into some of your material, a post from them or a blog post from them on your internal kind of social media or websites. And then, of course, their general buy-off and leadership up front so that they're a part of the process and buy into what your overall plan is.
Right. Or even having leadership available for the launch itself. So having them introduce it even can often be helpful.
Right. Yeah, prepare for them to ask you to write their speech for them.
Yeah,
but that's the way it works.
It's true. Yep, exactly. They're going to want to know exactly what you want them to say. Usually they're more than willing to participate, but they need some bullet points at the. You're going to want to give them something.
Correct.
And then we come down to the launch itself. So we've done all of this work.
Now it's execution time.
So I think one thing to remember for the launch itself is usually things don't go as planned.
Right.
Or there's some things, some aspects of it that don't go as planned. So there's the planning for the unplanned, I guess, which always comes
into play. Prepare for the unexpected.
Yeah. Well, just be prepared so that you can react to things like that.
Right.
And because you come up with multiple vehicles, so if one vehicle doesn't work, it shouldn't be as big of a deal, right? So you have all these other means of pushing this information out. I think additionally, I would be prepared for massive amounts of questions. Anytime you launch something new, it's usually going to create a lot of buzz and a lot of questions as to how it's going to affect me.
Right.
Which is mostly what people care about, is the me.
Yeah, I think certainly, I mean, we
how
could
does
do
this matter to me.
I think you're right. I mean, we could do a whole episode just about change management and the big need that we see to communicate better when we're talking about driving change in an organization. And maybe that's part of your launch. Certainly, if changing something is part of your launch, you're going to want to make sure that the context for that is explained and the differences are clearly explained, and you get down to the brass tacks of what does this really mean for me. But as you think about that final launch event or communication, really making sure that you're communicating the context as to why and what is happening. And think about this from the perspective of your most junior employee who has the least amount of strategic context of what's going on in most cases because they're newer or not as experienced. But I think really explaining that and making sure that your messaging is clear enough that people from the most senior to the most junior can really understand what you're putting in front of them for your launch.
Yeah, especially if it's a big change.
Especially for a big change. So those were some thoughts we had on how to effectively kind of wrap up your communications plan going into the big launch. We hope that your launches are successful.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.